Turn to the 8th chapter of the book of Luke, starting in verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came unto the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Heavenly Father, be with us in this short message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved, there comes a time where the child of God is laughed to scorn for believing in Jesus. Here in the 8th chapter of the book of Luke, a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, asks Jesus to save his only daughter. Oh, what a blessing it is, beloved, that Jesus saves. In fact, Jesus is the only one that can save. The precious word of God says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the whole world." In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says this, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Aren't you glad, beloved, that Jesus saves? The only thing required for salvation is that a man asks Jesus for salvation. The wonderful word of God says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Any man can boldly come to the throne of God and ask to be saved. Jesus Christ will never reject a soul asking to be saved. In John chapter 6, verse 37, we read, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Thank God for his divine mercy. I want to preach a message today entitled, "Let Them Laugh." Let them laugh. I would like to divert your attention to verse 50 of Luke chapter 8. When Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Point number one, believing during troublesome times. Believing during troublesome times. Here at Jerish, faith is tested as he gets word that his daughter died in verse 49. It says there, "While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying unto him, Thy daughter is dead. Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." At this point, it seems all hope is lost. Beloved, when your bills are due, but you have to tithe, will you believe? When there's a job on Sunday and you need it badly, will you believe and reject that job? His faith was tested. Jesus assures Jairus, saying, "But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Beloved, strength resides in believing in God. Psalms 27 verse 13 says, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." We must believe in Jesus Christ during troublesome times. When all hope seems lost, believe in Jesus. Point number two, belief met with scorn. Belief met with scorn. Jairus, still believing that Jesus will raise his daughter from the dead, followed Jesus. However, it was met with scorn. Jesus says in verse 52, "And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." The reaction to Jesus' assurance was scorn. In verse 53, it says, "And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead." Beloved, you'll be laughed to scorn when you dress modestly. You'll be laughed to scorn when you believe sex before marriage is wrong. You'll be laughed to scorn when you advocate for homeschooling, separation from the world. You'll be laughed to scorn when you stand for the five fundamentals of the faith. You'll be laughed to scorn when you refuse to work on a Sunday. You'll be laughed to scorn when you tithe 10% of the money God gave you. Oh, child of God, I'm here to tell you, let them laugh. Let them laugh. Point number three, a private blessing for believing in Jesus. A private blessing for believing in Jesus. In verse 54, Jesus puts the scorners out except for the parents and James, John, and Peter. Because Jairus and his wife remained in their trust in God, Jesus raised the child from the dead. Their parents remained amazed. Beloved, when you continue believing despite the scorners, you'll receive a private blessing from the Almighty God. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." You might have even brethren laugh you to scorn, but stay steadfast. Believe in Jesus Christ. Keep the faith, and God will bless you.